I was born and raised as a Muslim and grew up all my life thinking of myself as a Muslim. In Islam, women don't go to mosques. At that time, at least when I was living in the Middle East, we didn't go to mosques. So women lacked the feeling of a community for their religion. We didn't. We only prayed at home. It was a mystery. Really, the Quran, what it was telling us, was a mystery, because we were not allowed to question or to say, what does that mean? Could it mean this or that? This was not allowed, because if we say that, we would be immediately accused of being not good Muslims. So questioning in Islam was very, very difficult. I was afraid of God under Islam. Most of the aspects of teaching of Islam was fear, to make us fear God, and everything was almost like, if you don't do this, you go to hell. So most of our motivation for action was to just avoid hell. I was introduced to Christianity in the Middle East, of course, by knowing other Arab Christians. And I noticed something about them that was a little different from Muslims. They loved one another more. And that was something that I noticed about Christians. They had more respect and love for one another. And I attended a Catholic school as a Muslim, where we still learned Islam, but we attended the Catholic school. It's a British school because it was good education. And I was taught by nuns, British nuns. And I heard something among them that was so inspiring. My mom, after she lost my father, she came to the school and all the nuns surrounded her and told her, we are gonna pray for you. Here are British nuns who are praying for a Muslim woman. It made us so feel so good about them, that they pray for everybody. They don't have any concept of infidel like we did. So these infidel nuns that we call infidel, we call them kafir, they were praying for us, but we were cursing them in our mosques. What a difference. What a difference in how we regard them and how they regard us. They were praying for my mother, and it made us feel so good. So that was one time that I noticed that Christianity had so much humanity, so much love, so much compassion. But I still never thought of myself that I want to convert or leave Islam. I was always under the impression that Christianity is only for other people. And then I started learning on television about Jesus. The first thing that impressed me about Christianity was the idea that we're all sinners. That idea is never discussed in Islam. In Islam, they are all sinners. The infidels are all sinners. We are saved because we're Muslims. They are sinners. We never regard ourselves as sinners. So the idea in Christianity that we are all sinners made me feel so humble, so comfortable as a human being, so comfortable that I'm forgiven by God. It was such a relief for me to feel that only through the grace of Jesus Christ I can be saved. And that is something that was so wonderful in Christianity that I never ever experienced in Islam. I saw the preaching is completely different from mosques. It was, in mosques, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of hate. But in Christianity, there was a lot of love. There was a lot of compassion, forgiveness, peace. They valued peace and forgiveness, to forgive other people. Very little forgiveness was taught under Islam, at least in the mosques I've heard preaching. So I decided to go to a church one day. I went to that church, and from the door, I heard the music of love and compassion. It says, "I'm free." It said, just such holiness. And I started crying right away. I started crying, and the preacher was praying for everybody. He was not threatening. He was just reading from God's words, from Jesus Christ's words. He was a human being like us. I felt like he's close to us. He wasn't speaking like down on us like in mosques. He was speaking like one of us. And that made me feel very, very comfortable. It was a very holy experience for me. I felt so relieved. And also the idea that Jesus came to this earth to save us. And he died for us. And his death, his blood, cleansed my sins. That all my sins, I felt clean. I felt relieved. I felt washed. And that made me feel so like I was born again. I was not the same person again. I was reading the Bible at home, and I saw the image of Jesus on the cross. And it felt so much pain for me to see Jesus on the cross, that whatever pain I felt in my life was nothing. Nothing compared to the pain of Jesus that he did to save me. And I wanted to just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all you're doing to us. And that image changed my life completely. The image of Jesus also rising back, from that moment, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that was the most precious time I've ever had. And I was so happy. In just a couple of weeks, I went and got baptized in the church. And I thank God every day for it. I'm a much better person now. I'm a human being. I'm free. I'm a free human being. I have the freedom to choose who my Lord and Savior is. Nothing is imposed on me. Nobody in the church imposed anything on me. I am freely choosing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And that is such a privilege. I'm very blessed. I want to tell Muslims that no ideology, no religion whatsoever can hold you hostage from birth. We're all born free people. We have a choice. And we all live one life, only one life. And in that life, we have to do our best and be our best and never be locked into an ideology you're born in and threatened if you leave it. They say Islam is a religion of peace, but what kind of religion is it that holds people hostages by the threat of death if you leave it? What kind of ideology is that? It cannot be a peaceful ideology, because a peaceful ideology does not force people to believe in it. The threat of death is only a threat of a philosophy and an ideology that lacks self-confidence. It lacks the will for people to stay in it out of being of conviction. And I felt that Islam lacks self-confidence in itself. A religion that forces people to stay in it is a religion that doesn't believe that people will come to it peacefully. A lot of people think that Muslims are, most of them, practicing Muslims. I guarantee you over half Muslims are living a life of emptiness, no spirituality. They don't even practice Islam. To them, Islam is like belonging to a political party. It's like belonging to it's like in their genes. They are born Muslims. They cannot leave it. They think they are hostages. They are Muslims by force, and they can see no way out. You will never know the truth if you don't search for it. I searched for the truth, and I'm so glad that I had the courage to open a Bible, had the courage to watch that pastor on TV, had the courage to say, maybe I look into this, because this is the first step, and it's very important to let your heart never be afraid, never be afraid, because it is the fear that's preventing many Muslims from knowing the true God. God will be with you, bless you, if you try to look for God. And the Bible has so much holiness, so much goodness. Open the Bible and read it. Read the words of God in the Bible and see the difference for yourself between the hate and the love, between vindictiveness and holiness, between hate speech and love speech. The choice is yours, and you have to make the decision. Nobody should make the decision for you, for who God is. Don't listen to the propaganda against Jesus, propaganda against the Trinity, that it must be blasphemy. It's not. It's not. It's one God. It's just God was so, He loved us so much. He sent us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and to save us. He embodied God on earth for us, so He can reach us. And that's how He reached us. And that's through Jesus we can reach God. But the God is the God of all, one God. And if you read the Bible, you will be touched by the Holy Spirit. That's for sure. And when this happens to you, you will know. You will know immediately all by yourself. You'll find yourself on your knees, on the ground, thanking God for the chance that you got to know Him on earth before we're all gone. Because I don't know how my life would have been if I had not become a Christian. My life would have been totally empty, because that's how I felt. Islam taught me anger, it taught me hatred, it taught me vindictiveness, and I didn't want to be like that. I didn't want to be angry. And I thank God for Jesus in my life. I'm very sad for the conditions in the Muslim world. Is it any wonder there is so much turmoil, civil wars, anger, hatred, because they don't know Jesus Christ. And if they just understand the Lord, know the Lord, I feel so much compassion for my fellow Muslims, because they are good people. They are just human beings, but they don't have the light in their life to lead them, and they feel so helpless, hopeless. They all feel hopeless and helpless, and I just pray for them to really understand that there is hope, and it's easy. Just get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It will save you so much. It will save you. It will change your life forever. Don't be afraid. Get to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He loves you. He loves you. Just the idea that God loves me, this is something that is not taught in Islam. I want to tell my Muslim friends, Jesus loves you. Right now, He loves you.